I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and we're talking with Deegan from Body English.
Hi there.
Hi there. And
Josh.
And Josh from Body English as well, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you, you know.
Well, yeah, we had a falling out right before the interview, so it's kind of up in the air.
You guys seem to be getting along. I mean, I don't know.
It's,
I think you should try to make it work.
Most pleasant falling out I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, like I was basically like, you're a horrible person and I'll hate you forever. And he was like,
I said, that's cool. Yeah, I was like, I hear that. And yeah. The sentiment is the same. And let's go do this interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we just understand each other. You know, it's like they say in Ender's Game. It's like when you really understand your opponent enough to defeat them, you come to love them. And that's how I feel about Josh, even as I'm destroying him as a person and as a musical entity and as an individual. Mm-hmm. He also, I love him.
To quote Ender's Game, the only teacher that you will ever have is your opponent, and the only person that can ever teach you how to defeat your opponent is your opponent themselves. So I'm really learning a lot from Deegan about sociopathy and dirty tactics and, you know.
I don't know those bands.
Oh, those are
strategies for living. You know, like,
oh,
like,
they're not bands.
So, like, when we rehearse, for instance,
you guys aren't,
I'll tell him
by other bands or anything.
No,
mostly Machiavellianism.
Yeah, so we have readings from the Prince at every rehearsal. Just you know, I'll do a reading from the Prince, and then I'll demand that Josh recite it back word for word, without the text in front of him. And if he fails, then I start mocking his family and that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's...
But there's a really good band called Machiavellianism, too.
Is there?
No, but if there was, I would be influenced by them.
Well, I do like at least, like, that you guys are mentioning Prince, who's a musician that some of us have heard of, so... Just to give us a little grounding, you know?
It was very sad when Machiavelli's The Prince passed away this year.
Yeah, that was a real unfortunate...
A real tragedy
for
philosophy.
That was
a real
blow to statescraft.
Yeah, so you guys have like a show coming up that you want to promote?
We got a couple, actually.
Yeah, a trio, actually. We're playing this Friday at O'Brien's.
In Alston, corner of Commonwealth?
Nope.
Harvard and Cambridge Street.
That's right.
And Cambridge Street. Yeah. Why do they have a Cambridge Street in Brighton?
Well, it's an old tradition of, you know, you label the street with the people that you hate the most, and it just happened at that time that Alstonians and Canterbridgians were in a flame war about, you know, who could wear the longest beards.
Mm-hmm.
So it was reasonable for them to name that street Cambridge because, you know, it was the longest street in town and their hatred for Cambridge was the most.
Was there any, like, plaid shirt rivalry at all or, like, backwards hat?
Yeah. I wouldn't say this was back in the time when like the 10-gallon hat was super popular. So, you know, you see everybody with their like smokestack 10-gallon hat thing going on and their 4-foot beards and just being angry at each other. And nobody was allowed to carry.
That's very Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody was allowed to carry guns at the time. So like everybody would just like point each other the finger like Buddy Christ, which ironically enough, that was originally a sign of hostility to people that. It's supposed to be rude to point. It is. Well,
it is rude to point.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time before the interview that you pointed at me and I made a note in my book of grudges?
No, I don't remember that. I'm oblivious.
You've gotten so used to offending people, it doesn't even register anymore. Don't worry, I'll show you the book of grudges later. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's a novel.
It's a bona fide encyclopedia of hatred at this point.
It makes War and Peace look like a day's reading.
So we're doing this show with That One-Eyed Kid, Ryan Jackson Troika, and Left Hand Does, who are all super righteous bands.
A lot of body part references in those bands.
A lot. So we've got the body, we've got the hand.
We've got the troika.
We've got the troika, which is one of the most important parts of the body, and we have the eye.
Yeah.
And the kid.
And the English.
Mm-hmm.
We have all those things.
And this is at O'Brien's on Friday.
That's right. So if you like really... really wackadoodle stuff, I think it's going to be a really great show. Wackadoodle, but listenable.
Mm-hmm.
And then in our next show in Boston is going to be on the 31st of
July.
And that is with Killer Cortez and Dan Masterson at the Middle East Upstairs.
That'll a famous room.
A famous room for suitably unfamous bands.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll have to forgive me. I am trying to find out some information about the show on Saturday.
We're not going to forgive you, but basically it's at the Uncharted Gallery in Lowell this Saturday with the Rupert Selection and Spo,
like that's short for Dave Crossbow.
Short for Dave Crossbow.
For Dave Crossbow Rules.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, that's what we're going to do. And the rest of the time, we're going to be sitting on our hands just waiting for the next show, patiently.
If you guys have seen that movie, I Am Legend, you know, they talk about how when the zombies aren't active and trying to kill people, they just kind of stasis. They just kind of like, you know, they just stay still and conserve energy and don't really interact much with the environment, don't really move around much. That's what you can expect from us when we're not playing.
It's very similar to the effect that it has when somebody's drank a lot of Soylent, where they actually start to become a Soylent zombie.
Yeah.
Did you know about this beverage?
Is that like Soylent Green from that movie? The Charlton Heston?
Yeah, it's mostly people.
His cold, dead hands or something?
Yeah.
with the big blunderbuss.
Exactly, where the monkeys are surrounding him and he's like, get off my plane, and he shoves Clint Eastwood off the plane. Mm-hmm. You guys remember? Yeah.
Yeah, that came out like last year.
Yeah. Yeah, Soylent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the return of the Soylent.
Yeah.
And then they're coming out with Soylent 3, Soylent Strikes Back. This time it's personal.
Yeah. That's actually my favorite sequel that hasn't been made yet.
Yeah. It should be. It promises to be very good.
Is Bruce Willis in any of these?
And Bruce Willis.
Is it an action movie?
I believe Bruce Willis makes a cameo appearance in every scene.
Are there a lot of explosions? Is this something I can understand?
Yeah.
Most things are not meant to be understood, but this thing is. It's like...
No two things won't be exploding.
Yeah. That is mathematics that I can agree with.
Yeah.
For once, we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, I hate you.
As soon as we're out of here,
we'll go back to very calmly and gentlemanly insulting each other.
Yes, exactly.
So if people wanted to check out some of your music, how would they find it?
Well, they
should use smoke signals or
we used to use those, but now we just try to get people to come to our shows because people didn't know how to read smoke signals.
Yeah, and honestly, smoke is really hard to listen to.
But we're also using the internet.
Do you have like a Friendster?
we have friends and we have Friendsters well.
We have just old, like a plain old
MySpace.
Yeah, it's just a regular old myspace.facebook.friendster.org.
gov.net. You can find it at bodyenglish.bandcamp.com. That's bodyenglish.bandcamp.com.
Yep, English with an E. It's not body English.
No. No, we aren't Anglish.
I find this Bandcamp thing to be a little odd because like, when you're in high school and the people talk about band camp, they're not talking about like rock and roll.
No, they're not.
They're talking about like brass band stuff.
That's right. And that's kind of what we're like. So it's actually pretty appropriate for us. I mean, we're rock and roll, but we're also like a band camp type band.
Our drummer actually was in Drumline for a while.
Yep. And he's constantly talking about creating orchestral textures. And we have a violinist. Mm-hmm.
And a piano player and singing.
Just like Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly the same.
It is.
Yeah.
One might even confuse the two sometimes.
I do that often. When I'm going to rehearsal, I often say, bye, honey, heading to Bandcamp. And she says, you leave that red-haired girl alone.
Dude, you know Bandcamp too?
What?
You know Bandcamp too?
Bandcamp2.org?
No. The girl, the redheaded girl, Bandcamp.
That's no way to talk about that. She has a name.
Yeah, Bandcamp.
Her name's Miss Bandcamp,
You're right.
You
forgive
have
me.
Some respect.
Forgive me.
So, yeah, that's basically what we're doing. We're making the music of the elves.
Yeah.
So for people that can't you know, can't see you guys in the studio, you know, because this is radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you describe, like, what you guys are wearing for our listeners out
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Not a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean,
a tutu.
We were actually in a production of Hair right before we came over here, so we just left during the intermission, middle of the naked scene, so.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's breezy.
It's breezy.
And comforting. It really is comforting.
Yeah, I feel constrained by clothing.
I don't mean to be a one-upper, but I'm going to one-up you right now. I
can't
feel constrained
you.
By skin.
You know, I didn't think my hatred of you could be more complete, but
yes, you did.
It's actually...
Yes, you did. Don't lie.
You've discovered new territory I didn't think existed.
Don't lie to me.
So, in summation, we're wearing tunics.
Mm.
Yeah.
And two necks.
Mm-hmm. Do you want us to describe what you're wearing as well?
Yes.
It's very beautiful.
It is.
It's,
Have you ever been, to the Great Wall of China?
Yes, I have.
It looks a lot like the bodies of the workers that were put into the Great Wall of China when it was being built.
That's true.
It's really just a piece of fashion wonder.
But it's also kind of like chainmail.
Yeah, like you get a letter and then you have to send it back or your whole family's going
to
die.
Not that kind of chainmail, like the kind that you wear that gives you like a +5 to your armor resistance.
What's the difference?
Is that a Pokemon thing?
So I have never played the Pokemon Wonder, but Josh could attest.
I'm all about it, guys. So I'm really frustrated, actually. My phone just got a software update. And so
what, it just happened?
It just happened now.
It did.
It's like
you get cancer. It's
yeah,
just like got
it's a disease.
Software.
Yeah,
it is. It is. And now I can't access.
Sorry,
my
phone is sick. Yeah. Sorry, I can't go tonight. My phone's sick.
I call out of rehearsal for my phone illness all the time.
I got a Zika update. I got Zika 2.3 last night. It runs so much faster. Now it just like goes through my bloodstream like wicked fast. I don't need to load at all.
Bam. Infant encephalitis.
My head actually, it's like I'm fully grown, but my head is still getting smaller.
And larger at the same time.
Well, that's true, but that's metaphorically speaking.
Is it? But Pokemon is a lot of fun.
Isn't it like cultural appropriation, though?
What culture?
I have no idea.
Elvish culture.
It's not like...
It's a Sylvan app.
It's definitely not like middle-class white people who invented this.
No, you're right. It's middle-class Japanese people.
Yes, yeah, so the cultural appropriation right there. You know? Just like karate.
I am hesitant to call it cultural appropriation just because I feel like this is a part of post-World War II Japan's plot to take over the world.
I agree. It's intentional.
Yeah.
I actually read a bunch of books about Japan in the post-World War II
era. You read books?
I know it's surprising.
That's kind of nostalgic.
It's a way to upset, you know, the order of things as they are. It's out of resistance. So every minute that I read Facebook, I have to read 5 minutes of literature.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, in these books, it talks about, you know, the imperialist ambitions of Japan, and then talks about when they realized that militarism was false fire, that they couldn't go down that path any longer. They maintained their imperialist ambitions. They just changed directions into globalist commercialism. And over the course of 30 years, in the same way they modernized their military, modernized their industry in such a way that they could try to dominate industries across the world.
I don't know. I'm just not really getting it, because Japan was really just a really obscure glam rock band that like nobody even remembers them now.
Dude, we have one person in here who remembers Japan. And do you remember the time that Cheap Trick played at the concert with Japan? Like they were playing on the same bill?
No, I don't remember that, but that would be cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's great.
Yeah, that was like the time they're like, I want Japan to Japan me.
And then they're singing about China. They're calling themselves Japan. They're singing about China. And you know, China and Japan are supposed to hate each other.
That's cultural appropriation. But
Do you guys remember the Alamo?
Just like Cambridge and Austin are supposed to hate each other.
I don't remember the Alamo.
Dude, you were there. Were you really that out of it?
I was reading at the time.
I was
on Facebook.
I had to pull you out of the way of the Alamo.
Listen, Josh, like, to me, it's like I'm Alston and you're Cambridge.
Yeah, I'm better than you.
But he's more streetwise.
That's true. My plaids are better.
Street
plaids are better.
Nobody tries to take his lunch money.
Sure, but, you know, street smart. I've always felt like saying street smart, like, oh, I'm street smart. That's just another way of saying, like, oh, I didn't study.
Yeah.
And here he is reading.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to upset every single convention. Alstonians that read, people that wear skin, Soylent that's made of soy and lentils.
Yeah.
I'm all these things.
It's real weird.
And I'm elvish. Not Elvis, elvish.
What's the difference?
There's no difference.
I know. So Friday is going to be really cool. This is going to be, you know, we haven't been a band for too long. This is going to be our first headlining show.
You guys just started the band tonight, right?
Yeah, it was just tonight. We broke up tonight, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm pretty happy about it.
Honestly, it's less of a band and more of a concept. Like, I had the concept of Hating Josh at Close Range.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried that concept. We explored it. It was great. And it was great. It was a great experience. And here we are on the other side. And we can all say that happened. And no one can ever say it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it didn't happen.
Well, that's just to be contrarian.
Of course.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Body English.
Bodyenglish.bandcamp.com. Check us out this Friday at O'Brien's.
At O'Brien's.
This Saturday at Uncharted in Lowell. And Sunday the 31st at Middle East Upstairs.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
It was our pleasure.
Yeah. It was fun. Yep.
In the beginning, I saw you grinning. No one was faking. Song after song, we all sang along and laughed at what we were making. Trying to pick up the pieces. You
Now's the time on Sprockets when we have a concert report.
Woohoo! Uh-oh. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Miss P.
How's it going?
All right.
Right on. All right, so without further ado, this concert report is pretty cool. There's a lot of good stuff happening this week. A lot of nostalgic stuff is happening, and a lot of new stuff is happening. So let's start with tomorrow night, Thursday, July 21st. The music series continues at Monotomy Grill in Arlington with local fave Dennis Brennan. I understand that he's done with his residency at the Lizard Lounge. So if you're pining for Dennis, go to the Monotomy Grill in Arlington.
He's a true legend.
He is a true legend. I enjoy him very much, and I have to tell you, I'm very happy that he's right in my hood, because every Wednesday night, rather than be at the Lizard Lounge listening to Dennis Brennan, I'm here with you all having a really fun time, but it'll be nice to see Dennis. And so it's right there on Mass Ave, so check it out. They have outdoor dining and good food and drinks and all that kind of stuff, and good music. And for something completely different, Richie Parsons is at the Midway in JP. Richie is, of course, known for his 70s punk band, Andrew.
His 70s punk band, yeah, Andrew? It's called Andrew?
I'm waiting for you to finish the sentence, Andrew. What was Richie Parsons' 70s punk band?
I don't know any 70s punk bands. All my punk rock friends are in their 40s.
All right, well,
not 70s.
Go check out Richie Parsons at the Midway. You will love it. It's wicked fun. He was in Unnatural Acts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yes, of course. They saved Hitler's brain. Stuff like that. Anyways, go
check out
Richie.
What did they do that for? I hope they throw darts at it.
I can't say it on the radio.
Throw darts at it.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, go check out Richie. And T-Max continues his live vegetable tour of local farmers markets. And T-Max will be playing in Stoneham.
He played here.
Yeah, he plays here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was right up the road. He was over there. I went and checked him out. It's fun.
Well, he played right here in this room.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He has. Oh, you interviewed him.
Yeah, his songs are amazing.
Yeah,
amazingly
yeah.
good.
Yeah, why go to war? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. So check out the live vegetable tour in Stoneham. And Friday, we have Downbeat 5 with Tom Baker and the Snakes are at the Plow and Stars. Fur Purse, Talia Zedek, Weather Weapon, Fumani. Ever hear of them? Phumne.
I don't know. Phoneme?
I have no idea. Anyways, and Death Cloud are at the Midway, so you can go check them out.
No, Death Cloud, that sounds auspicious.
Yeah. And I'm fearless. My buddy Gary Mondello is playing at my favorite place, Tavern at the End of the World. Again, that is Friday night. And Saturday night, Beware the Dangers of a Ghost, Scorpion, Silver Screams, Electric Street Queens, El Moster, who are members of the Humanoids, are at the Midway also. You're going to be spending a lot of time in the Midway, Andrew.
Which is kind of far, because it's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Is it?
Yeah, Midway Island. It's in.
Oh, I was talking about the
My
one
uncle
in
used
JP.
To live there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think that one should be called Tavern at the End of the World, because it's closer to the end of the world than the actual Tavern at the End of the World, which is right there in Charlestown.
Yeah.
It's very close. And then, if you want to take a drive up to Beverly, Mass, and see some nostalgic Boston rock, you can check out Willie Loco Alexander, the Nervous
Another
Eaters.
Legend.
Yep. And he was also right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in the seat. And the Nervous Eaters and the Real Kids, who are just off their European tour. So go check them out if you want to take a cruise up to Beverly. And that'll
they
be
have
fun.
A boat? You can take a boat?
You can take a boat. You can take a train. You can take a
car?
Car. Yeah.
A helicopter? You can take a helicopter?
You can. And it'll be fun. I promise you. I've seen them
about a big wheel?
A million times.
Can you ride a big wheel up there?
Yes, I suppose, if you really want to. But go check them out if you want to see some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Boston rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Sheila Divine, Week in Friends, and Jenna Lottie are at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester. Have you been there? I've heard it's the best rock club ever. Anyway,
I think I was there like a long time ago.
And my friend Tim Mann is playing a solo set on guitar and ukulele at Toad beginning at 7 o'clock.
Guitar and ukulele at the same time or different times?
I think he alternates between.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty talented, but I think he does alternate in between. Mm-hmm. So go check him out at Toad. Again, this is Saturday night, July 23rd. Gypsy Moths and Richie Parsons Band are at Maggie's in Quincy. So if you missed Richie at the Midway on Friday, go check him out. Or Thursday, go check him out on Saturday at Maggie's down Quincy. And the Grown Up Noise are at Sally O'Brien's.
They're awesome.
They are very awesome. And also on that bill are Patrick Coleman Band and Benjamin Cartel. Also, we have the FUs are at the Midway. For heaven's sakes, just stay down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesday, July 27th, we have Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Pretty sure Joel's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's a very nice place.
Yes, in the Norma Jean Calderwood Courtyard. Doors are at 6, music is at 7:30, and hurry and get your tickets before this event is sold out. You may find tickets at Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, MFA.org. And also on that night is Annabelle Lord Patey has a CD release party happening at, with Carissa Johnson and Matt Minigel at the Red Room Cafe. And that is located at 939 Boylston Street. Have you been there?
Yes.
That's a groovy
very cool
spot,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, I went there. I was very impressed. And I think it's short money there. It's not very expensive, and you get, like, the best of the best, the cream of the crop. So that's all I have, kids. So I'll see you out there, hopefully. Have a great weekend. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something.
There's more stuff.
I forgot to tell you this. This is very important. This is the highlight of my summer. The sand sculptures are happening in Revere. Beginning on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is a 3-day event, fun for the whole family. There's fireworks on Saturday night, and there's music and food, and of course, the sand sculptures. So go check that out if you are so inclined to get out and about. All right, that's it for me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and now live in Studio D at the Coward Flowers.
but here's the end. We gotta break it just to fix it, that's too bad. Take that tone or not, you don't have much under your hold. Take that tone over the phone, that's what your voice has shown.
Called Whiteout. This one's called It's Fine.
My place with why.
right, everybody, we're the Coward Flowers. You missed that. And this song is called Vey.
Side of good, not wrong. I wanted to die for something I believed in. I wanted to defend the lies of innocent. From the dead to wells who run the world. But the devil said, devil said, leave it be. I fell in love with beauty, Marguerite. Need her more than hell needs heat. Be there for me when I paint my masterpiece. Your skin in the moonlight makes my knees sweet. And the devil said, the devil said, love her for me.
Next one we're playing is called Scarab Theme.
It's a love song.
It's a love song, yeah.
Scarab Theme, it's easy.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. We're the Coward Flowers, and you're listening to WMFO, Tufts Radio. Those first four songs were off our newest album, Jams and Jellies, which you can find on our Bandcamp.
And like Spotify and all of the streaming services.
Yes, yeah,
all of it.
Mostly Tidal.
Yeah, we were exclusive with Tidal for like the first 2 months. You know, we had something with Jay-Z going. But yeah.
This next song is a new one. We don't have a name for it, so maybe you guys can
FM
help
debut.
Us name it. FM debut. Yeah.
I started.
If you put your faith in fate, how can your mind relate when the truth you'll always yearn, but still the world will turn from your jacket.
says, bitch, I'm cool, I don't tattle a tale, pay all of my jewelry, but I bet you're fine. It's so easy to love.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're the Coward Flowers. We're going to play an older song now. This song's off of our first album.
What's it called?
This song is called My Degree. It's about my degree. Oh. I never knew that I got carried away until someone let me down. I promised to myself I'd find a way, myself out of this town. How is it that I feel each passing week? That's no sense of what it is. And most every person I see speak, no sense of what we hear. What has been won't always be the way it used to be the same to me. Yeah, it's rhythmically think that someone might agree. Might agree.
revolve around me. Shoulders bare, it's crushing weight. And if you find nothing astounding, tiny bird in this new way.
Song is called Hypodonia, and it's a country song, but not really.
Sometimes it's a country song. Sometimes
it started out that way.
Not anymore. Got two more songs for you. Once again, we're the Cowardflowers, and this song is called Back to My Life.